I don't know about you, but I could use a little bit of small town values, old school values, as they would say. And I've had the opportunity to have this conversation with James Walters. He is a town administrator for Fort Gibson, Oklahoma, which is the oldest town in Oklahoma. And I am extremely familiar with Fort Gibson, Oklahoma, because at least 4 or 5 generations in my family from both sides come in the same small town. So I know it well. And I've been amazed at how they have protected those old school fundamental values while at the same time they're moving into the future. So I set up this conversation with Mr. Walters to see how are they doing it and what do they have planned for the future. And this is a very helpful, great feeling conversation. So listen in and enjoy. Mr. Walters, thank you so much for being a guest on this podcast.
Thank you for having me, and James is fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I wasn't sure. And then one other thing I want to ask you about. I very rarely am seen without a hat on, but I want to make sure it's not offensive to you.
Hey, that's my daughter-in-law's team, and we support her and all she does, so I'll live with it.
All right. As
But
long as
I will say as we get going here, though, go Pokes.
Yeah. Well, I can't say much to that because I know the outcome of the last bedlam. And
That's right. That's right. Lest you
but
forget.
that's right. But as long as you're not a fan that's across the river that's wearing the orange hat, then I'm okay with
Nah, I'm strictly a cowboy.
Yeah. Oh, all right. All right. Yeah, so thanks so much. I tell you why you're a guest on here, and I'm always very curious, and that's why I select the guest. We are very thoughtful about how we select guests. But I have a personal tie back to the town that you're a town administrator in, and that is Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. And 5 or 6 generations of my family comes from that small town. And I have a belief that we miss. We miss a certain feeling that when a small town is done right, at least where I'm from in South Carolina, when we have that feeling, it's something I think that we all crave. Right. So I was out there last time. And when you get my age and your grandparents start passing away and aunts and uncles, then your visits are usually involve that, right? But here's what I noticed last time, James, and I mean I'm getting right to the point because I am so excited to explore this. I actually went to my dad and I said, "I got to tell you something. Fort Gibson, Oklahoma, is a place of peace for me." So, in the middle of all the hardships and issues and illnesses of the family, for all these years, it has stayed a place of peace for me. So, what I want to do is explore. How you got in town administrative role and how you're keeping that feeling. And then what do you guys plan to do to go forward? Because it is a very unique feeling in a town that is the oldest town in Oklahoma. Am I right?
That's right. That's correct. And we believe, yeah, I agree. And we believe that we do have a very unique situation here in Fort Gibson, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah, it should be. It just all the years it's maintained that feel. First of all, how did you get into the role of town administrator? Because that is quite a to maintain the culture of the oldest town in Oklahoma, that's quite a task.
It's actually an interesting path that I've taken. I was a trial attorney for 20 years, was ready to retire. I've got a ranch here just east of town. Was ready to retire and kind of wanted to do my cow thing, for the rest of my working days. Board of Trustees came to me, a couple of them. They were making some changes and felt like I had the tools that they wanted to implement. I had a vision for the town. I have a great love for the town. And they persuaded me to apply for the vacancy, and through this election process, I was blessed or cursed, depending on how you look at it, but blessed to have been appointed to the position and been here for about 3.5 years now. Has been a challenge, but it's a fun place to be. It's a great place to be. I told the board that I would be here for as long as I could work, as long as I was happy, and quite fortunately for me, Fort Gibson makes me happy. So it's been an easy transition, unique and challenging, but pretty easy to make. So I enjoy my time here.
So what I noticed too is you didn't, you're not necessarily doing it out the sake of the title or the, you know, the money involved in it, whatever it is, not from an ego standpoint. Some people float down that. You're doing it to serve.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, it's, you know, James, also what I noticed, man, is I was a stranger. I mean, I walked in your front door and just said, here I am. A lot of people would not be as warm as you and the people there. Every single person I walked into said, can I help you? What can I do? And, you know, you can say, everyone can say they're a servant, but man, when you're like that, so thank you. I mean, you're not just talking about it, you live it.
Yes, sir. We try very hard to walk the walk that we talk here. We preach family here. I think, yeah, you know, even being an employee with the town, we preach a family environment. And that stems from the community that we live in. You know, that's the entire community here. All of Fort Gibson is a family. Mm-hmm. And so we bring that into town hall. I'm very big on making sure our staff is welcoming like that to all. And even on bad days, you know, we try to extend that handshake and a smile and do what we can to make everybody that comes in the door just feel better about their day. So we don't know strangers here. You know, you're only a visitor one time as far as we're concerned. And that's just a philosophy that we work off of. And fortunately, I've got a staff that buys into that philosophy. And we mean it. We mean it as a community.
How do you maintain, like, how have you, are, is it through the training then when you bring somebody on? Is it your selection? How are you maintaining that?
Well, we certainly make sure through the interview process of bringing someone new into it that, you know, we look very, very closely as, are they going to be a good fit for this family? And are we going to be a good fit for them? And I do go to great lengths during the interview process to explain to people how we operate. I think that we are very unique. You know, my door is open. I'm not a, you know, one of those guys that you, it's hard to get to me for security purposes. But my door is at least theoretically always open. The staff knows that they can come talk to me. We've got a hierarchy and a chain of command, but anytime there's any problem, you know, and we sit down and talk about family issues and, you know, whatever might be going on. And so when people are hired on, you know, I kind of expect them to buy into that. And I tell them up front that this only goes one of two ways. You're warm and welcoming and buy into our philosophy, or this isn't going to be a fit for you. But we, by and large, will give anybody that opportunity as long as they understand coming in what it's going to be. And then we preach it every day. I try very hard not to let the staff see me react to anyone any differently than what I expect them to. And I think that when you lead like that, and my department heads are all buy into that philosophy, and you know, I'm very strict with them to make sure that you're not an unpleasant person. It doesn't matter what's going on. They know they have to answer to that. And they buy into it. And we truly are a family here. And we want to make everyone that enters these doors feel a part of that family. So it's just, you know, we have success at that because we preach it every day. And I think when you hear it, see it, follow it, repetition gets to you, and you buy into it. It's hard not to here, really. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to buy into the family environment.
It is. Well, my wife has visited out there. She goes, one thing I appreciate the most, it's very genuine and authentic. And
yes, sir.
And I'm listening to you describe this. It's very genuine and authentic. Like, here's what you're going to get when you come to work here. Here's what we expect. Here's how we're going to address it, if not. But it's just straightforward, genuine, and authentic.
Yes, sir. That's what we try to be. You know, there's a whole lot of fake in the world. People that tell you anything to get you in the door, and then you deal with what you get on the other side. We like to reverse those roles. We like to show you what you're going to get inside before you open the doors. And then once you come in, whether you're just coming into our community or into our town hall, you actually get what you see. We aren't without our problems. We aren't without our bad days. But at the end of the day, you know, we recognize that we accomplish a whole lot more together and through loving one another than we do fighting and bickering. And so we just try to keep that out.
You know, James, I want to hang on that point for a minute, because we got visitors, we got listeners. It's going global. There's people all different countries and over across the U.S. But you're sharing something right there. You're very upfront about what you're going to get. Imagine if in business or any kind of situation, if we all did that, I'm going to be very upfront with you what you're going to get. And period. You're going to know.
Right. Yeah, we really like to believe that once you're in here, that the world politics, for lack of a better way of putting it, stays outside of our boundaries. Now, mm-hmm. obviously, there are different views, different opinions, different backgrounds. You look at things differently. But even through some heated debate that we have had on some issues here in town, we sit and work through them. We talk, we meet, we bring the community in, we bring the leadership in, we bring the professionals in, and we explain it. And we don't hide things. We try to give you advance notice of what's going on. And you're absolutely right. If everybody out there would do that, man, our world would be, it'd be a changed world for sure.
I had no idea that I was going to ask this depth of questions. I should have known based on our interaction. So when there's a problem, I'm going to repeat. So when there's a problem or an issue or disagreement, whatever that looks like, so you would call the parties together and say, let's talk this over. Here's why this is happening. Let's cut through the noise and let's have a discussion with that. And that's what I hear you saying too, right? It just kind of cuts. Absolutely. It eliminates all the hidden agendas.
Yes. I'll give you a prime example. We just recently had a countywide vote for an increased county tax in order to build a new emergency services building here in Fort Gibson and across the county. There are other buildings as well. And so that tax passed overwhelmingly, especially here in Fort Gibson. And then so we were tasked with going out and finding property to build this new building on. And the property that we obtained, and through a long process of making offers and being rejected and too much and just wouldn't work or whatever, the piece of property we found is kind of in a residential area. And the residents of that area weren't real thrilled about it at first, and they were up in arms. I mean, there were some pretty heated discussion going on about it. So what we did was we had a town hall. We brought people in and said, hey, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're actually proposing. Here's the steps we took to get there. Here's why it's going in this location. And here's what you can expect from us. And through, an hour and a half worth of debate, every question was answered. Everyone left the meeting with a feeling of at least understanding and appreciation for the process. And you know what? The town supports at the end of the day where we're putting this building. And that's just how we do business here.
And I, the reason I'm smiling and people hear me chuckle is everybody in business ought to hear this. Everyone in whatever place it is, it was not a sleight of hand. We're going to hide. We don't really care what you think. We're not going to answer your questions. That's one side of things. Or you're going to have to live with it. It is what it is. We're not even going to take the time to explain it. You didn't do any of those things. Went right to, hey, we're going to take the time to listen what you have to say and explain what we have going on here. And we may not agree, but we're going to have a conversation about it. That's pretty much what you did, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, which explains why Fort Gibson has that feeling of...
We don't always agree on everything, and there's always a difference of opinion, but we're always willing to sit down and talk about it. At the end of the day, I have to make decisions that are in the best interest of the town as a whole, and that may or may not impinge on what you believe is best for you, but I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to tell you why we have to do it this way, and at the end of the day, we're going to do things fair across the board. We'll make it even for everyone. This isn't an area where you come in and you get things done because of who you are or who you know. We get things done here because we do it right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a high level, it's very obvious, it comes across, a high level of service. Like, your view is, how are we going to serve others in the right kind of way, listen to them, serve them, care for them. Is that something that you grew up with, or did you learn that somewhere?
I think it's really probably always been a part of me. Mm-hmm. Public service is something I think I was called to do. Even in my legal career, I was an assistant district attorney for about a third of my career. Really enjoyed that, serving, fighting for those that couldn't fight for themselves. Even in my private practice, a law practice, that's what I did. I fought for those who couldn't really fight for themselves. a lot of pro bono work and things like that, just trying to help. And that's why I enjoy this position so much, because it gives me an opportunity to every day I get to go home with the feeling of I've done something to help someone. I mean, every single day. My both my parents kind of worked in the public sector as I was growing up, being heavily involved in my church, and I think having that guidance of just that deep feeling of this is what the Lord created me to do. And I take that very seriously, and I try to put that into everything that I do. But I enjoy serving. I don't make everybody happy, but that one person that comes in and with a smile and a handshake and says, you really helped us. I appreciate what the town is doing. It makes it all worth it. Just that one voice.
Yeah, that's something. I line from a country song, I can't remember which one it was. I heard it yesterday. Make sure you love what you do lines up with what the man above loves. Something I
Exactly.
misquoted it, but I
Yeah.
was close. Yes. What what do you guys, what do you guys have in mind? It's not easy. Culture or town, it's not easy to keep the culture. I mean, a co business or town. It's not easy to keep the culture intact. So what are you guys doing, like looking forward to make sure that the culture stays the same?
Yeah, it's an interesting line to walk. When I took office 3.5 years ago, we started, actually, I picked up planning for our bicentennial celebration, which was just this past year. And one of the themes that we put out there was paving the future while preserving the past. And it's something we take very, very seriously here. We're very careful about how we market things. We promote the fort, the historic fort site, which is a big tourist attraction for us. It's our primary tourist spot, and we want to protect the values of that old school, the old town. And so, we're careful about our planning and zoning, what we do downtown in particular with the historic buildings and such. The businesses that we bring in, we want to make sure that the ownership of those businesses really appreciate the values of the town. So we're careful. We're selective of who we go after to bring into town, and really just by keeping that family theme, by letting the town be involved and letting us know we're very big on outside activities. We're a fairly healthy community, so building a trail system through town, a sidewalk system that people can get to from every corner of town and walk and safely and exercise and it's just it's an approach of whatever we're going to do, whatever we look down the road to bring in, we just fight hard to make sure that we don't lose our perspective on who we really are. And it is a balancing act for sure.
You said, I'm going to make your, I'm sorry to ask you to repeat this, but I want to make sure the listeners hear it. You said paving the future while protecting the past. Was
Preserving
that
the
the
past. Listen.
preserving the past? Ooh, that's even better. Okay.
Now, we want to make sure that we don't get left behind, but we also want to make sure that we never lose that old time charm, that rural, small rural Oklahoma environment. And so you're careful. I mean, the way buildings look on the outside and then what they're selling on the inside, and making sure that ownership coming in understands that, when you open your doors for business here in Fort Gibson, you've got to have a welcoming environment. You got to be willing to meet your patron with a handshake and a smile, or you're just not going to survive here. Protecting that past is important to us. We take the oldest town in Oklahoma pretty seriously. There's some debate over that, and I'm not going to get into that, and a couple other towns that like to steal that from us. But we were established in April of 1824 when Cantonment Gibson first moved or opened up here area. And in August of that year, they became a full-blown fort, and we've never left. We've kept our presence here. We're right in the heart of the Cherokee Nation Reservation. There's a lot of heritage there, which is another balancing act that you have to do. Multiple jurisdictions right here that run through Fort Gibson. But we are an incredibly patriotic, God-fearing community. having the National Cemetery here, I think helps with that. Keeps mm-hmm. some of that old school charm because of the respect that we have for that area and for everyone that comes through, every soldier, veteran that comes through for their final resting place. You know, our youngest kids, children up at campus on the school property, when a funeral comes through, they stop playing on the playground. They will put their hands on the heart or they'll kneel. And that's not something that the teachers have told them to do. It's not something that parents have told them to do. It's something that our students, our children themselves just do. And that's what Fort Gibson is. That really encapsulates what Fort Gibson is about. You know, watch those children during those times, the respect and honor that a kindergartner will give to the veterans coming through. That's something special. And that's not something you can make or create. That's just something that's here.
Yeah. Rarely do I get the chills down the back of my spine, but that one did. Back of my neck, that one did.
It does for me too, every time I see it.
And seems to me at this place, this is a good time. That's a great place to start ending the episode, because that's so powerful there. I want to say this too, is I've seen a lot of old town, you know, in South Carolina and traveled around a bit. Some old towns just fall off or they die away or there's no, not yours. I mean, you go in there and you're preserving what's the old part of town, but yet it has the new component that's mixed in just right.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we try to do. It's mixed in just right. Go back to Mr. Walters. I was getting ready to call you. I know you said James. You know, that right there, that comment about what the kindergartners do, that's incredibly special, the way it should be. And it almost says that, you know, that's in their blood.
Yes, sir. And we're going to get this train coming by. It's going to make a whole lot of noise.
That's okay. It's in their blood. And it kind of says the culture in Fort Gibson is going to be well protected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's right. It's in their blood. That's what it is here. It's in our blood.
No, thank you so much for the time. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, did they reach out to you on a website? Does Fort Gibson have a website?
We do. We do have a website, fortgibson.net. Email contacts all in there. Contact us at town hall. But you know what? We would just want to invite you. If you have any interest, come visit us. Come see us. I've got great things going on. We'd love to show you the fort, show you our hiking trails, our walking trails. Come and have lunch with us. Love to have you.
Yes, sir. Well, you'll see me soon. So
great. Looking forward to it.
So thanks so much.
Thank you.